Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We honor you with our thoughts, our minds, and our actions, and our words, and our deeds. And we want to bring glory to your name. So please teach us today as we study your word, and we want to get to know you better so we can be more like you and affect the world around us with your love and your grace, your mercy and your beauty. Good morning, saints. We're reading Matthew 8, verse 16 and 17, in KJV. When evening had come, they brought to him many who were demon-possessed, and he cast out the spirits with a word, and healed all who were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, He himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. That comes from Isaiah 53, verse 45. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. That's a very well-known scripture. We all remember his death when we partake of communion with the bread and the grape juice. In the olden days, they called wine grape juice, the new wine being the fresh and the old wine being the fermented. And that's how I understand it. And so when we partake of communion, then we remember his death till he comes. And this part in Isaiah, it portrays him as the stricken, smitten, afflicted one. And people were jeering at him and they said, He saved others, why can't he save himself? In Luke 25, verse 35 to 37, And the people stood looking on, but even the rulers with them sneered, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God. The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine, saying, If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. One of the many times when the enemy tries to question Christ's identity, if you are the Christ, if you are the chosen of God. But Jesus knew who he was. He knew he was the Son of God. He knew that he had come for a mission, and that mission was to make a way so that you and I could come to the Father without any shame or guilt. We could come boldly to the throne room of grace because of what he suffered that day. So, after a day of fun in the sun, healing people, he cleansed the leper, he cleansed the centurion's servant, and he heals Peter's mother-in-law. And that evening, he just keeps on doing what he does best. That's healing, reaching out, casting out demons, and spreading the love and grace of God to the lost and hurting people around him. When Jesus was 12 years old, he said, I need to be about my father's business, when he was in the temple and his mother and father were looking for him. It's in Luke 2. Verse 41 to 49, I won't read the whole thing, but basically his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem according to the custom of the feast. And it carries on to where he got left behind in Jerusalem while they started traveling back already at the end of the day. At the end of the day, they went looking for him and they returned to Jerusalem. They looked for him for 3 days and they said, You know, why have you done this to us? We were looking for you and we were anxious. And then in verse 49, he said to them, Why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my father's business? And so from an early age, he was about his father's business. And at the end of the day in question, in the evening, he was still about his father's business, reaching out to people that needed a touch from God. And so we need to do likewise. We need to reach out to those lost and hurting around us. We need to be willing to share the peace and grace and mercy and love that we experience. It's written, freely you have received, freely give. In Matthew 10, verse 7 to 8, And as you go, preach, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out the demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And so we have freely received forgiveness and grace and mercy and peace. and so we freely give what we have received to those around us. So shine your light, reflect His beauty, His love, His grace, His mercy, His peace to the lost and hurting around you. Remember, every single human being on planet Earth is created in the image of God. There is no person that Jesus did not die for. So if someone really irritates you, pray for them. If someone is really nasty to you, love them. We are called to love as He loved. And that is, He loved those who were crucifying Him. He said, Father, forgive them. They don't realize what they're doing. So we need to reach out in love and shine a light.